The program we are about to present is a report on the gay liberation movement.
Betches Media presents.
Gay.
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 Gay and lesbian.
Homosexuals come together.
Twyla. Twyla. Twyla.
Everyone's gay.
Bless God and bless the gays.
Hi guys, I'm Chris Burns.
I'm Brian Russell Smith.
And this is Everyone's Gay.
Hi.
I listened to myself on the way home from Thanksgiving in the car.
I didn't listen to that one. How was it?
Bad. Well, I was talking about how I thought Pete Davidson was hot with my friend who was driving. And I was like, actually, Brian and I just talked about this. So I put it on.
Because you don't usually listen to our podcast.
No.
Sometimes I do. I usually do. I've actually been taking a break. Because I just, like, you know, I kind of hate myself. No.
Yeah, no, me too. Also, I'm like, oh my God, that high is so annoying.
Who is? Oh, the high?
Yeah.
Everyone loves it, though.
I know. I don't get it. But I was like, that's fucking annoying.
How was your Thanksgiving, Chris?
It was actually really good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No complaints, actually. I went to my aunt and uncle's and stuff, but, you know, normally it's like you feel a little nerve, you know,
being around family.
And I like had my nails done. I was like, is it gonna be
did
weird?
Anyone say anything about your nails? Did your dad say anything?
Yeah, but not in like a bad way.
I mean, they must be used to it by now.
Yeah, it seemed like very, I don't know, lighter this trip. I felt very good.
Is that, that's ironic because everyone was eating a lot.
Not me. I only have half of Tylenol and
mm-hmm, some celery.
Celery for Thanksgiving dinner.
I took the celery that was supposed to be in the stuffing, and then I just ate it on the side while everyone else.
And that's all you had.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
I keep fainting. I don't know why.
Well, good for you. That's a nice way to sleep. I like it. A little, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. How was your thing? You didn't go home, right?
No, I didn't. I was like, fuck these people. Just kidding. I love my family.
You went to Vermont?
I went to Vermont. It was really nice. It snowed, it flurried, it was the first snow. It was my puppy Betty's first snow ever.
Yeah,
it was
how
so
did
cute.
She like the snow?
She loved it. She went crazy. Except then we went like on a walk and like towards like the middle of it, she started like shaking.
Oh.
And so I picked
her
up.
Yeah, she was totally cold.
I picked her up and I put her in my jacket. It was cute. Anyways, but no, it was fun. We rented this Airbnb. It was kind of in the middle of nowhere, which was awesome. Like you could see the Milky Way.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was cool. But the thing about the Airbnb was it was disgusting. Like it wasn't like cleaned. I don't think like it. I think we were probably like perhaps the first people who rented it since like the ski season had ended last year or this year like in March.
Yeah.
And they charged like $150 cleaning fee, but there were like dead ladybugs all over the ground and like
that means they haven't been there since fucking the weather changed.
Because ladybugs are in the spring.
Exactly.
And so, but we're paying a cleaning fee. So now we're in this like fight with the owner about getting some, like, cause he was like, we complained like when we got there. He's like, I'm sorry. The next time you guys come to stay at the house, I'll give you one night free. And we were like, we don't want to come back. We're not, why would I come back to Vermont and stay in the same place? And then we like reported it to Airbnb. We took pictures of everything. And now he's like messaging us being like, how dare you ruin my relationship with Airbnb, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, bro.
Give us our money back.
Or at least, exactly. That's what we did. Why are we paying for a cleaning fee to stay in a disgusting place? Like there was a sheet that was dirty. Like all the lamps had like dirt and like mildew and like dust on them. It was awful. If any of us staying there had a dust allergy, we would have been like fucked.
Also, like, what relationship with Airbnb?
Well, the thing is, Airbnb, if, like, they don't get good reviews or if there's, like, a certain kind of issue with them, they'll, like, take the listing off until they're, like, you have to prove to us you've resolved these issues.
Yeah, so clean the fucking place.
So clean the fucking house and give us some, like, a day off or something.
Yeah.
And now I think he's probably scared because he's trying to rent for the rest of the holiday season. But if there's dead ladybugs on the ground, it means you haven't cleaned it.
Yeah. Also, like, send a fucking cleaning person there.
Yeah.
$150 goes a long way in Vermont for a cleaning person.
They could have cleaned the whole place in, like, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And it would have been fine. But, like, no. Anyways, other than that, it was lovely. I went skiing. It was fun. It was really dangerous.
The day I left, my parents started snowing on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it snowed Saturday all day Sunday. And all day Monday, my parents got like almost 3 feet of snow.
Wow.
Which is only like 3 hours from here.
I wish we had a snow day on Monday.
Me too. We barely got anything.
I know.
It's disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
I love snowstorms.
Yeah.
In December.
Yeah.
Pretty much only.
I love them in May because it really means that the world is ending.
I also realize I still have a couple of paid time off days.
You have to use them.
And I need to use them before January.
Yeah. You have to put them in like right now.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
We'll see. But I'm like, we don't have time.
Yeah. We're very, Chris and I are very busy right now making video stuff.
Yeah. I told Brian, I feel like we live together at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do we have to talk about? We're talking all the fucking time.
I know. It's really awful.
But speaking of Thanksgiving and family, apparently Gabrielle Union and her husband, who's NBA Hall of Famer Dwayne Wade, have a gay son, and they posted a picture on Thanksgiving, and he was wearing like a crop top.
Is he gay or is he just like a fluidy young kid? I feel like
the article on out.com they said gay.
Oh, okay.
In the headline.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that they did their proper research.
Yeah.
But if they didn't, come for them, not for me. But he had acrylic nails and like a crop top and whatever. Meanwhile, my nails are fucking slaying right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you can't see them is what I'm sorry for, is that the listeners can't see them. And they're my real nails. Thank you so much. But people started like coming for them. And let me read the quote, because I thought it was so nice, because a long sleeve crop top, beautiful acrylic nails. So people are commenting, with a Hall of Famer dad in the NBA, I imagine being gay is like not, or you would imagine being gay is not that easy, I would assume. Mm-hmm. But apparently not, because people started coming for them on Insta, and the photo was like so nice and didn't mention anything like unusual about it.
People were just commenting on his nails and his crop top, right?
Like people were commenting like,
how dare you?
And he tweeted, I've seen some post-Thanksgiving hate on social about my family photo. Stupidity is a part of this world we live in, so I get it. But here's the thing. I've been chosen to lead my family, not y'all, so we will continue to be us and support each other with pride, love, and a smile. My only goal is that my kids feel that I see them, love them, and support them. I mean, come on. That's so sweet.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that for my gay son. I'd smash his ass back into the closet.
Their family's been in the news lately.
Yeah, wait, what happened?
So she was a judge on America's Got Talent. And so she got...
She's also 49, which is crazy.
She is?
Yeah.
No, I can't believe that. She looks amazing.
The youngest, I think she's like 46, but she looks stunning.
So she was a judge on... at NBC's America's Got Talent. So she was asked to leave, she was fired because she reported that there was toxic and racially insensitive work environment. Basically what happened was, it was announced that Gabrielle Union and Julianne Hough actually were fired as judges on America's Got Talent. Anyways, so according to Variety, Union was let go from NBC after she spoke to producers about toxicity and racist comments. So what happened was Jay Leno was a guest judge, and I guess he made a joke that there was like a painting of Simon Cowell surrounded by dogs that it looked like something one would find on the menu at a Korean restaurant.
Mm.
So she was like, that's not cool. So she was like, hey, producers, can you report this to the HR? And then they were like, meh, and then they didn't. She also said something about there was this like white male performer who painted his, like, who did like blackface, but only on his hands to portray like some part of like a Beyonce performance.
That's poor taste.
Yeah. And then apparently that was like the end all. She just like didn't stand up for shit. And Hough was like received consistent criticism on her hair, makeup, and wardrobe, which impacted her morale and led to tension. So.
Meanwhile, didn't she do blackface?
She did. Also, one time she dressed up as Crazy Eyes from Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bad, bad, bad. That's recent, too.
Yeah,
that's
that not that long ago. Sammy and I talked about this on the Sup podcast. If you are a person buying makeup for yourself, buy the skin color that is most closest to yours. Buy the color.
I mean, there's also, like, here's the thing about that is that, like, yes, you can accidentally do a too dark of a makeup. Mm-hmm. Like, I've done makeup that I'm like, oh, this is three shades darker than my neck and it looks terrible. But that's, like, because I was bad at what I was trying to do.
Yeah.
And I, like, did too much contour. But, like, dressing up like Crazy Eyes and doing that, you were trying to do that.
You can dress up like Crazy Eyes. Just don't touch your skin.
If you're actively trying to darken your skin with that intent, mm-hmm. that is a different story.
Yeah.
There's a girl I was watching on Twitter who, like, uses... She's like, I like to use a little bit darker of my skin tone in the winter. And it was, like, 10 shades darker. Like, it went viral because it was, like...
What do you think is up with Ariana Grande's skin tone?
I think she's just...
Does she just...
Italian.
No, but she was, like, super, like, much, like, paler on that Nickelodeon show she was on.
Maybe she just
tans like crazy. She's also, like, white, right?
Yeah, she's white, but she's, like, Italian.
That's
I feel like she has, like, olive skin tone.
I guess.
That's, like, what a lot of Italian Americans, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like... Jersey Shore, they're all like really.
That's true.
Mom has like olive skin, but anyway, that's way different. Than
what's this other story?
Doing blackface, Julianne Hough.
Also, your last name is weird.
I know, and you dated Ryan Seacrest.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen Carson Daly lately?
Has anybody? Oh, he's the host of The Voice, right?
He looks crazy for some reason. He looks so different.
I know, probably because he's like watching. I feel like he wants to be on The Voice. I'm like, take your turn, Carson. Go out there. Do it.
He should. That would be fun. Good for him.
Also, speaking of America's Got Talent, apparently, isn't Simon Cowell like a piece of shit?
Yeah.
And like owns the rights to the winner of America's Got Talent, like owns their music.
I'm sure he has some sort of deal like that. Have you seen his face lately? Speaking of fucking faces. Holy shit. One eye is... not opening. He got in too much something.
Also, do we talk about the American Music Awards already?
No, I don't think we did.
When Taylor Swift... So, Brian obviously stands Taylor.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a way of feeling about her. But after the American Music Awards, I was like, okay, I'm kind of feeling it.
Oh, you liked her performance?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, like, all this shit she's doing with...
Scooter Braun?
Yeah. And what's his name?
Scott Borchetta.
Yeah.
I'm too invested in the story.
No, but I'm like, it is like so fucked up and she really is being very brave.
Uh-huh.
And well, when she turned around and had Fearless on her back, I was like, okay, bitch, I see you. Like,
the thing is if Taylor Swift, one of like the biggest artists ever, like I don't think that's hyperbole in terms of like record sales and renown and like awards.
No, yeah, she's definitely like one of the biggest.
If she even is like getting fucked out of like deals with her music, then like what are the little guys supposed to do? And she also this whole like argument, people are like, she signed a contract. She was fucking like 14 years old.
And it's also like, you've never signed a contract and then been like, we've all signed things that were later like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Those marriage license I signed. Ugh.
No, but like there's like a trust that I think she probably had, especially at that age.
Yeah.
You just, I don't know. Like you try to see that. I mean, something I've learned now at almost 30 is that you can't trust fucking anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But what a sandwich.
Yeah.
In the market for investment worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Speaking of, in Australia, speaking of gay news, this woman, this isn't even like a story, but I think
it's interesting. Funny. It's fun.
So apparently this 22-year-old woman.
La 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 la. What woman?
Like her ex-girlfriend and mother of her children started dating her mother, which is insane. And so she went to her car. She went to the house.
Okay, so just to clarify.
Yeah. I've had nothing to eat and too much coffee, so.
So, a 22-year-old woman had an ex-girlfriend, or has an ex-girlfriend, and she found out that her ex-girlfriend was in a relationship with her mother. Dun, dun.
That is crazy.
That is crazy.
That's some fucking... weird.
So what this woman did,
I almost said Harry Potter shit and I meant to say Jerry Springer.
I'm sure it happened in the Wizarding World. So she went to her ex's house with a baseball bat, and according to the Toowoomba Chronicle, she smashed a window on the house and damaged the car with a bat before leaving the property.
I say, good for you, bitch. I would have done the same goddamn
thing.
Well,
here's the tea. She only broke up with her girlfriend in September.
Rude.
And apparently the sex with the mother had already been ongoing.
No, that is some legit Springer ass shit. And I'm here for it.
Yeah. What a bad mom.
Yeah, really. So mean.
That is mean. I don't know what I would do. That would be such a wild, wild, wild,
can
wild
you imagine?
Thing.
Well, I'm sure that they had a different relationship than we have with our mothers. Like, or anyone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if your mother starts fucking your boyfriend, you probably already have a certain kind of relationship with your mother.
Have you ever, like, talked to anyone that your friends had already, like, dated or anything?
I don't think so, but like, I've definitely had like crushes on people that my friends have dated or had been dating currently at that time.
During like my freshman year of college, it was art school and everyone was like gay. Mm. You know what I mean? Everyone's gay. So I feel like there was a lot of like cross-pollination happening and, you know, bitter emotions from that. I did end up dating someone that I was like really good friends with, and then like it was like wasn't working out, and then we just stopped. Mm. But we're still friends.
But that's like Tom and Ariana from Vanderpump Rules were just here.
Uh-huh.
And Vanderpump Rules, that's like how they all have like kind of dated each other, but it's like all like long-term things.
Mm.
Like he was dating Stassi.
He was?
For like years. Before he started dating her.
And are they friends? They look alike.
They're still really close. They're all close.
When they came in, I thought that was I was like, oh, is that Stassi? Is that the one that everyone's thinks is like really famous? Well, she is really very famous, but they think like, I remember people were talking about BravoCon that she's like the next big
like,
Bravo star.
When Vanderpump first started her and Stassi was dating Jax, I think maybe. And then Stassi was dating. I don't know. Maybe he was dating Kristen.
I wonder how much of it was real, too.
But the thing, whatever. He was either dating Stassi or Kristen. Somebody, I'm sure, will DM me calling me a douchebag for not knowing who he was officially dating. But regardless, it was either Stassi, Kristen, and Ariana made comments about both of them, like, positive. So, like, they're, and on the show, they're still very close, whatever. It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
Because I'm so jealous that shit doesn't work with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
I know. It's hard to be friends with an ex. Like, I really thought that I would be able to be friends with my one ex-boyfriend that I was super close with, that we were, like, with my first serious relationship. But, you know, it's not... It's just, like, when it's, like, you break up for reasons that are, like, not, like, extreme. Like, you know, it's, like, no one, like, cheated. No one, like, did something horrible. But you just kind of, like, split up.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay friends because it's, like, still painful to be around them.
And it's, like, either one of you has another boyfriend and then... Mm-hmm. It's weird, or you both have other boyfriends.
Well, I will divulge that I have done some stalking, and I do know now that he does have a boyfriend, which is nice.
And that's also, if I was dating a boyfriend and he was like always hanging out with his ex, I would be like, what the fuck's going on over there?
I'm also curious that like I'm also like hoping one day maybe we'll like run into each other so I can be like, oh my God, you know, and like have like be like nice and friendly with him. Because like, it's like hard when, you know, I was like, I hung out with him like every day. I wish he was like my friend sometimes, but you know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about this last night about people from my past that I'm like, I wish I hadn't been so awful to them at the end of whatever was going on.
Yeah.
And like dragging them online and things, yeah. you know?
Well, so him and I actually, we like had met up a few times like afterwards, but it just like was hard. But like, you know, like also like you never know if you're going to get back together or not. And like, yeah. we like kind of hooked up, but like after like being around him, I was like, ah, oh, this is not a good idea. I need to just like cut this off. And that was like, that was that.
I'm also so quick to like make amends with someone. So like, I'll apologize or whatever and be like, I'm sorry, I was crazy, I forgive you, whatever. Mm-hmm. When I don't actually, just because I want it to be okay.
I don't
want to
talk about it anymore.
And then like, it comes back and comes back. And mm-hmm. so like, only now years later am I like, actually at peace with certain things mm-hmm. when I'm like, why was I pretending? Because then it just drove me to like get drunk and text them and be like, fuck you, like out of the blue. So if you're listening, which I know you all are because you're still obsessed with me, I'm sorry. Just kidding, they all have restraining orders.
Yeah. They actively block me. Did you know that there's mute, there's like mute, you can mute words on Twitter? I didn't know you could do that.
I knew because Elise mutes a lot.
That's how I found out. So I realized, whenever I like get off, go on vacation or like get time off, get off whenever I get off. I just like delete Twitter, but then I like, lose all my drafts.
Oh, that is annoying.
So now I'm just going to mute. I was deciding like what words would I mute when I go on vacation. So I'm going to do gay. News, Democrats, Republicans, Trump.
Yeah. Also just like turn off your notifications and don't open Twitter.
I see.
I don't have notifications on Twitter.
I don't have notifications on Twitter either. However, I have like a phantom, like what's it called? Like autopilot.
That's how I am with Instagram. I just like,
I'm autopilot. I'm like, boop. I'm like, why am I on Twitter?
Dress because the thing with Twitter is like, I'm like, some days I'm like, I have fire tweets coming in my brain one after the other. And then I can't think of anything for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
So drafts, good job, Twitter. That's one thing you've done right.
There you go. Thank you, Jack Dorsey.
Should we play Cock It or Bonk It?
Sure, yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh wait, no. Let's first talk about this our next topic because it leads into our Cock It or Block It.
Oh yeah, the Pornhub Awards?
No.
What is what topic? Oh, okay. I thought we were going to do the Cock It or Block It first and then do it.
Oh,
so it's a game. It's a,
we don't know what we're doing here, guys.
Guys, listen. We told you that we're fucking tired. We're trying to crank out videos and be this.
Do whatever this is.
I'm like, I need a fucking Xanax in my bed.
Talk.
And a week's vacation.
What do you think would happen if I took a Xanax and an Adderall? Would I be like...
No, people do that all the time. It's amazing. Not that I've tried it.
Would I be like productive or would I not be?
Yeah.
I guess there's only one
you'd
way to
find productive
out.
Without feeling...
anxious about it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because that's what he does in... I only know the meme, that movie, Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Adderall for focus, Xanax to take the edge off.
Oh my God.
And I know a lot of people that have prescriptions for both.
I know a lot of people who have prescriptions for both too.
But I mean, start the day blue and the day lighter blue. That's my motto. Am I right? Okay, so Cock It or Block It, Ellen DeGeneres. I say block it. I don't like Ellen. And I know that's a hot topic or unpopular take. Whatever. But I think that she's rude, mm-hmm. and I think that she's mean, and I've heard terrible things from people that have worked for her. Unless, of course, someone from the Ellen Show is listening, yes, I'm interested.
I loved her, like, stand-up. I love watching her stand-up specials because they're so, like, easy. You know what I mean? Not, like, that the comedy's easy, but it's like, oh, this feels good to laugh at. Oh, this feels good. Like, you don't feel like you're laughing at anyone.
Yeah.
It's, like, silly jokes that are just, like, silly. So, like, I cock comedian Ellen.
You know who's terrible at stand-up?
Me?
I've been watching Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld.
And I just don't. I mean, his stand-up must be different than the stand-up they show in the show.
I think what it was.
It is wretched. like not even bad. Like, just so awful.
I don't think people were doing what he was doing at the time. I think that's what it was.
Like, he literally, the jokes will be like, well, here's so how about opening peanuts on the airplane?
What's the thing about girlfriends?
I wish I had one. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Somebody say a pussy joke. Anyway, so Ellen, like I have said for years, was rude to Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson on Ellen was a shit show. Did you see it? Let's watch it.
I did see it.
But if, for those who haven't, we're going to play a clip.
To see you. Happy it's belated you birthday. Too. When was your birthday?
It was October 4th.
October 4th. You turned 30.
I did.
And how was the party? I wasn't invited.
She looks older.
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited. Last time I was on the show, last year, you gave me a bunch of shit about not inviting you, but I didn't even know you wanted to be invited.
Well, who doesn't want to be invited to a party?
Well, I didn't even know you liked me.
Of course I like you. You knew I liked you. You've been on the show many times, and don't
so
I show...
Awkward.
Like?
It is so awkward.
Yeah, but I did invite you and you didn't come. So
this time you invited me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know? I don't think so.
Ask everybody.
I wanna die. Ask everybody, she said.
And points
Ask
to her
Jonathan,
producers.
Your producer. Who okay. said you were?
I yeah, was invited. There. Why didn't I go?
I don't know.
Wasn't she with Bush?
Was it? Oh yeah, I had that thing. It was probably in Malibu. That's too far for me to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. No, I think I do remember I was invited. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, but I...
Also, what else happens in this interview is she's like, yeah, Tig Notaro performed my birthday, and she's my favorite comedian. Yeah. And then she's like, next to you, Ellen.
And then she's like, I saw Tig at your birthday. That's when I first saw her.
No, she said that. She's like, you saw, then she's like, no, I left before Tig did that.
Oh.
Yeah. It was so awkward.
It's so awkward. Also, Dakota will obviously never be invited back to Ellen again.
I know.
Also, it speaks to, I bet, how Ellen treats people off air.
Mm-hmm. Well, like.
And she doesn't expect people to be like,
well, like, also,
you were
like,
mean to me. But
also, like, I know that we're not close friends. B, you're Ellen DeGeneres, so I'm going to assume that you're busy. C, I don't need to invite you to my fucking birthday parties. Right?
Yeah. And she did.
And she did.
But it's also like, I don't know what they're really, because like her, she has famous parents too. So it's like,
well, that's
maybe,
why she doesn't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sure if she was like an actress without any like stake in the industry, she would be like sucking Ellen's like left tit.
Oh yeah, that's true. She doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Money's not an issue.
I didn't realize she was only 30. I thought she was older than that. Didn't you?
I thought she was younger.
I don't know.
Also, Melanie Griffith, Dakota Johnson's mom,
mm-hmm.
I've always been obsessed with because they had a pet lion
that bit
in like the 70s, and there's photos everywhere, and like the lion is like in their fridge, in the kitchen, in their swimming pool, lying in bed with them, and then it ended up like attacking her. But so,
there's something wrong with white people.
You can't be having fucking lions in your house, bitch.
No.
Okay, Cock It or Block It, Kelly Clarkson.
The singer, Cock It. This what is it? What is it called? The host? I think I block it.
I haven't watched the Kelly Clarkson show.
I've seen clips.
But I like Kelly Clarkson, but here is what I will say. Even as a judge on The Voice, she's annoying.
Yeah. I just sing, girl.
And also, like, just stop trying so hard.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I think I've said this before, but I hate when famous people think they're hysterical because they're famous for something else, and then people suck their dick and laugh at every single thing they say. And that is how we get Adam Levine trying to tell jokes on The Voice all the damn time. And they're horrible. You people do this.
Well, Madonna thought she could be a stand-up comedian for a while. So she did a stand-up routine on Jimmy Fallon.
God.
It was so brutal. Because, like, I've seen Madonna in concert. We've talked about this. She was 3 hours late. But she does have, like, obviously great charisma and stage presence, but that doesn't, like, translate into stand-up comedy.
No, it's literally the internet. There's on Drag Race All-Stars when Trixie does RuPaul for Snatch Game and everyone's like, Trixie's so funny. And then she does RuPaul for Snatch Game and it's like terrible.
Uh-huh.
And then in the interview, Shangela's like, all of you told her it was funny on the internet. I blame you because you all lied to her online. And it's like, it is true.
Well, that's like the one chick who went back onto All Stars who was like a viral meme now.
Which Jasmine Masters?
Jasmine Masters. Cause she's
oh, that
like,
did the stand up?
She's like, and I oop. That
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now she's like, I don't need to practice my stand up. I'm hilarious. They're all going to laugh at me.
And
she was awful in the first one, voted off. So Jimmy Fallon, the next host, Cockett or Blockett?
I'm going to say Cockett because I think he's hot.
I cannot stand Jimmy Fallon.
I think that's who I want to marry.
What?
Okay. I don't really watch it that much, but
I can't say, okay, let me tell you why I can't. Because I cannot take when people laugh at their jokes after they say them. It is like something that like makes it me immediately find them like 10 times less funny.
Mm.
Like someone who's like Michael Che and Colin Jost do this on Weekend Update all the time too.
I can't even.
They're like, they say something and they crack up and I'm like, stop fucking laughing. Like we're the audience. We laugh. Your job is to tell the joke and then we laugh and then you tell another joke and then we laugh again. Like, no, that's like that. That's the rules.
But also between them, I feel like it's like, oh, we're saying this thing that's like homophobic and we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's like this weird whatever. Also, it's crazy that Colin Jost dates Scarlett Johansson.
Wild. They're getting married.
I would love to go to that wedding.
Totally. I mean, I would love Scarlett Johansson to just like give me $1 million. Speaking of ScarJo, her new trailer for Black Widow just came out.
Oh.
Looks fine. I'm sure I'll eventually see it. I like mind-numbing shit, and I'm sure that will numb my mind.
I saw a tweet. It was like the women of Hollywood or something, and it's like a bunch of famous people, but it's Scarlett Johansson and Awkwafina, and somebody like retweeted it and is like, finally, two Asian women of power. And I was like, wait, what? Because I'm looking at the picture, and it's like eight women. And I'm like, it's only... Oh! It was really funny.
Scarlett Johansson doesn't give two shits because she is laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah,
she's,
really.
Because of these Avenger movies, she has made so much fucking money, and those movies are so huge, like internationally, that like that, and most people don't give a shit about that other shit that she's done.
Yeah, yeah, that's our bubble.
That's our bubble. Not to say that it's right.
No,
obviously.
It's not right at all. But you know,
yeah,
it's like how Middle America loves Patricia Heaton. You know, the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Uh-huh.
So she was in Everybody. She's also a Republican. She was in Everybody Loves Raymond. And then she was in that show, The Middle,
uh-huh,
as the mom. And now she's in that show. Link. And it's called Carol's Second Act. And she's the star of it. And I'm like, when was the fucking intermission? Because from where I'm sitting, Patricia Heaton has been constantly booking, mm-hmm, since like 1994.
She's had some sort of scandal recently, actually. I don't remember what it is. Something to do with her husband. Let me see if I can find it in a quick Google. He did something.
Of course he did something. He's Raymond. He probably tried going golfing.
Here it is. He was accused of inappropriate touching. He's a producer. Sexual misconduct that led two female employees of the CBS sitcom to quit their jobs. Mm. Apparently he touched a female writer who ended up leaving and with the producer after they claimed the network mishandled the complaints. Okay. Why does this keep happening? If someone sexually inappropriately touches someone or is accused of sexual misconduct, do an investigation. And if they're guilty of it, fire them. Also, just believe the woman used most of the time because they're not going to fucking lie about that shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Fuck what is that happening? Anyways, do you want to do our listener cue?
Yeah.
Do you want to read it or do you want me to read it?
I can read it, I guess.
Okay, great.
Should I do it in a French accent? What do you want?
No.
Okay, well, that's fucked up.
Do your best straight voice.
Okay. Hi. No. Hi, you beautiful souls. Thank you so much for your hilarious content. So I have a question for you queens. My fiance, I know. I can't do this. I hate myself. And I are entertaining the idea of inviting a third into the bedroom. I have absolutely no hesitations on this at all, but my fiance is a different story. I don't want to pressure him, but the excuses he is bringing up are all revolving around how Grindr is gross and how it's awkward inviting a stranger over. My counter argument is that it's only awkward if you make it awkward. If we all just smoke pot, have a drink or five, and have poppers at the ready, everything will be fabulous. Anyway, have you gorgeous men ever experienced something like this before with a significant other? Do you recommend a different way to find a willing third? What in parentheses, we butt ugly, we know, which is funny. It's good to self-deprecate. I get it. Without coming off as a creep to those we are interested in. Stay safe and fabulous, boys. Also, they're cute. Mm-hmm. You're not butt ugly. I'll be your third. I'm just kidding.
That's
I'm
so just sweet, kidding. Chris.
I'll fall in love with one of you and then try to kill the other. And that is why I would never introduce the third.
Yeah, I wouldn't smoke pot. That's not my recommendation.
What this sounds like to me is you really want to have a threesome mm-hmm. and the other doesn't.
Yeah.
I guess that's actually what you're saying in the question. So it's not like I'm revealing anything here. But
well, he says the excuses he's the boyfriend is using is how Grindr is gross and how it's awkward inviting a stranger over.
But I think the boyfriend's saying those excuses because he just doesn't want to do it.
So maybe that's the first conversation you have. Also, Grindr's not that gross. Everyone uses it. I mean, yes, Grindr's gross, but everyone is gross. Every person and every human on this planet is disgusting.
Yeah. I met my husband on Grindr.
There you go. And there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Everyone has a yuck. You just have to make sure you yum it.
That's so true.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I'm like, if people only know me online, they like, I feel like I am such a different person in real life.
And so I don't think there's any reason to not use Grindr for it. I think I think the best way to go about something like this is to be super explicit in terms of, not like sexually explicit.
In what you want.
But yes, be like, hi, we are an engaged couple. We've never had a threesome before and are really curious to try it out. Would you be interested to try it out with us? So all the cards are on the table. You don't have to try and like play coy and be like, oh, we do this all the time. You know what I mean? Like be confident and casual. If you're like upfront and you're like, this is what the deal is. We want to try this. Are you game? And I'll 100% assure you someone will be game.
Yeah.
If you want to do, it's hard to figure it out when it's not as explicit, but you also just have to be as explicit in person if you want to like go out and meet someone at the bar. Maybe you want to do that.
Which I think would be harder to pick up.
It's harder. I've never had like a premeditated threesome, I will say that. I've had them, but
I was gonna say, I'm shocked you haven't had a threesome.
No, I haven't like planned it out. You know what I mean? They both just kind of happened.
Two beautiful ladies.
Yeah, it was yeah. It was actually me and Samantha from Sex and the City.
Ew.
And my boyfriend.
That
was an episode, remember?
I do remember. And then they can't do it and they go get ice cream.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I mean, mine were just spur of the moment, like, oh, that's fun, sure.
Yeah, I feel like the conversation to be had is about having the threesome, not necessarily where you're picking these people up, because I will make excuses that aren't the real excuses just because I don't want to do something.
Totally.
Like, I'll be like, no, I can't because I have to work. Meanwhile, I'm like, I just feel anxious and I don't want to see this person.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that was good.
I think that was great advice. I'm like a doctor.
Dr. Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
Thank you. Can you imagine?
I can. You can do it.
No.
I believe
I can't.
Guys, so if there's anything else you'd like to see from us other than just the podcast, please let us know.
Yeah.
Like something, like we said, video or Instagram, social.
Yeah, we're too beautiful. We need to be seen.
Uh-huh. I don't want to hide behind in this fucking hot ass podcast room behind two walls that aren't sound.
Yeah, DM us. Let us know.
Please. And as always, remember to rate, review, and subscribe. And you can email us your listener questions at gayatbitches.com or
DM us at Everyone's Gay on Instagram.
There you go.
Bye.
Betches.